This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Hello everyone, we're going to start today with a poem written by friend and listener of the show, Sean Marr. It is topical to an episode that we've done this year, and I just need you all to stay quiet and stay in your seats. Are you ready?
I'm sorry, was that, so sorry, is that and or?
JPC, we're supposed to stay quiet.
I know. But was it stay quiet and stay in your seats, or is it stay quiet or stay in your seats? Because I want to make sure that it's both.
Yeah, so sit down.
Can I reset? Hovering over your chair.
I need so you to I can't full sit. Down. Sit. Yeah, full sit.
Great.
Okay. 'Twas the night of their lives.
Cold.
Your seat got cold in that amount of time?
How? Did you do it? Excuse me, Aaron?
Yes.
I think Adel gave me a cold seat.
I think that your butt is just so hot that when you got up from your seat for just 1 second, he's not pranking you.
I promise. I think
Aaron?
He gave me a cold
seat. Hey, Aaron?
Yeah.
JPC was right. You've been cold seated. Cold seated.
Adel's dad packs him extra freezer packs in his lunchbox, and he knows. He says, go to school and cold seat as many people as you can.
Okay, I have a real poem. I have a real poem.
Okay.
How did you nail my dad's accent?
'Twas the night of their live show, and in the green room, the Clue Crew was together, for real, not through Zoom. Aaron drank some warm tea to preserve vocal health while JPC warmed up by pissing himself. When Adel first heard the slight noise of a hoof stepping lightly on top of the theater roof, he checked the day's date. And to his dismay, Christmas Eve was still over and 7 months away. JPC, get the gun, Adel screamed far too late as the body thumped down.
Thumpity thump thump.
Great. Thank you, Adel. Adel's listening. As the body thumped down, Aaron grabbed her nunchucks. Adel took up the bat that he always had hidden underneath his hat. Then a figure emerged, plump and shrouded in red, from the pants round his waist to the hat on his head. Uncle Santa, cried Aaron. Oh, God, please. Oh, no. The figure responded with a warm ho, ho, ho. Though he clearly was just GPC in a wig, Adel reckoned this chap would take over their gig. Don't let him on stage, or he'll sap the show's vibe. And then with a speed I can hardly describe, Adel leaped up and brought the bat down on his head, while Aaron crouched low and went straight for the legs.
His own head?
I do that all the time.
I call it Looney Tunings myself.
Okay.
On his head. The pair grabbed a bag they could dump Santa's limbs in, for soon it was over, the battle was done. Uncle Santa lay dead. The Clue Crew had won. But wait, was this? Aaron pulled the fake beard, and underneath which lay a slight, rather weird. It's not Santa at all, said Aaron in a groan. No, who lay at their feet but little monkey bones.
Oh no.
They're the same person.
A distraught JPC, who was there all this while, knelt down by the body, and with a soft smile, he caressed Bones' face and lay his eyes closed, a tear in his eye. From the ground, our boy rose, but to their surprise, his smile continued to grow. He said, great warm-up, guys. Now let's start this show.
Wow.
Aaron and Adel, they both
indomitable
stood there,
spirit.
Stunned, and watched JPC break into a run. They followed along, both in a dull rage, in front of the audience and onto the stage. So if the show's... Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, JPC can get you pregnant.
Thank you,
Adel. Thank God you're here.
Okay, sorry. So we kill Brendan Fraser. What's next?
So if the show's weird and energy seems to lack, know that we just killed Santa, so cut us some slack.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, no, it wasn't Santa. It was Monkey Bones. Now get in your seats and turn off your phones. Let your mind wander and let your thumbs twiddle as we do our podcast, Hey Riddle Riddle. And that's the last you'll be hearing from Aaron. Hi, I'm Uncle Santa. Ho, ho, ho. And I'm the third host of Hey Riddle Riddle today. I told you this was coming and you can't be mad. Wait. Ho, ho, ho. Yes,
wait, Adel? Aaron's gone. This is the same Uncle Santa or a different Uncle Santa?
Oh, it's the... let's see. What should we do?
Well, wait. So, in that poem, though... Mm-hmm. Uncle Santa was Lil Monkey Bones.
Yeah, he was Uncle Santa, he your escaped. Friend. Ho, yeah. Ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Was yeah. Pretending, ooh, ho, 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 to be Little Monk. Oh, no. Lil Monkey Bones was pretending to be me, Uncle Santa. I've worked it all out. I'm your uncle.
Wait, Little Monk, is that just like a half-sized Tony Shalhoub?
Yeah. My main piece of critique for the poem was they were calling Lil Monkey Bones a lot of things. Calling him Bones. Nobody calls Lil Monkey Bones Bones. That's something you would call David Boreanaz.
But Sean's close with him. Sean Morrow wrote the poem.
That's true.
And have you ever been to Alaska during the David Boreanaz? It is
so
majestic.
Beautiful.
You can't. A lot of times you have to record it or else it doesn't show up.
I tried to see David Boreanaz when I was traveling in the Emily Deschanel. But I couldn't see the David Boreanaz, even though I wanted to.
Do you have a couple more of those in you, JPC?
I don't know any John Francis Daly. He was on Bones. Who else was on Bones? I don't know who else was on Bones.
Lot of people.
Uncle Santa. Yeah.
Yes. Uncle Santa.
Uncle Santa.
You were on an episode of Bones?
Oh. Well, one, I played a mall Santa, and I didn't get credited, those sons of bees.
Yeah.
And is that like racist towards Santas?
Well, no.
I have a question. You said that you said you were someone's uncle. Was that directed at Adel or me? Are you Adel's uncle?
Yes, I decided I'm the same Uncle Santa as before.
You're the same Uncle Santa as before. Okay.
So
I've never met
you. I'm Adel's uncle, who's Santa?
But you understand my confusion because I've never met you, correct?
I understand your confusion. Adel's confusion is hurtful. Your confusion is understandable.
Yeah, because that's your uncle, man. You're
you
his nephew.
And I've never met, because the last time I was here, you weren't around.
Yeah, I wasn't here.
Oh, that's such a shame. And Adel just left. But it's me, Cousin Alf.
Hold on.
Yeah, understood.
Are we going to let Adel do this bullshit voice?
No, you're right. My bad, guys. I've learned my lesson. Never try and have
Uncle Santa, what's been going on since the last time we've seen you?
Well, I got to tell you, I did go down the rabbit hole of the online criticisms that I got on being on your podcast.
Uncle Santa, you're supposed to stick to going down chimneys, not rabbit holes.
Oh, dumb Uncle Santa. Uncle Santa.
You just can't do it. You can't feed the trolls after midnight. You can't go read the comments. The comments will kill you every time, Uncle Santa.
Did you hear what Uncle Santa just said?
Was it, oh, I'm Uncle Santa?
Said, dumb Uncle Santa. Dumb Uncle, Monkey Bones, Little Monkey Bones. That's Little Monkey Bones in a suit.
Well, I thought Little Monkey Bones was the one that was throwing us off from this Uncle Santa. We'll casually mention something only Little Monkey Bones would know. Yeah.
Don't step on a joke I was planning for later. Let the episode happen, or we'll see what happens right before plugs.
Well, it's hard to avoid stepping on planned jokes that we don't know about.
I know, but you're faster than me, okay? You proved it.
It's also impossible to plan a joke for this show, Uncle Santa, because at this point, 4 years in, we all have the exact same brain that's just been melded into the one like lightning rod.
Yeah,
it
and Uncle
is
Santa.
A prison. Yes, Adel, Uncle Santa, my if you dear were, nephew.
If you remember, you were born out of a moment when I said, hey guys, I have an idea. And then we never got to that idea.
Look, we can't do another Uncle Santa origin.
Oh, that's right, Uncle Santa.
Well, Uncle Santa, that sounds great. I'm glad you're doing well. Can we get you anything? Can we validate your parking?
No, or... I'll be here the whole episode, dear boy.
Because
it takes one to know one, and this is the best kind of revenge.
This is so embarrassing. We can't pay you for this.
That's okay.
That's okay.
It was rather hurtful to me. The last one, the third one, the Aaron one, didn't seem to like me very much and had a bad attitude the whole time I was here.
Well, Uncle speaking Santa, of Aaron,
I think that's just her face, sir.
Uncle Santa, speaking of Aaron, not only can we not pay you, but legally we can't pay Aaron for this episode either.
Yeah, it's like the SNL rule.
I think
if you don't show up and wave at the credits or whatever, then you don't get paid for the episode.
That's why Pete Davidson has lost $11 million this year.
The one time I saw SNL live, I watched Pete Davidson got cut out of two sketches, and he was pissed. And I saw the most pissed off Pete Davidson I've ever seen in my life standing on stage for like 1 second just so he could get his SNL check. It was very funny.
That's incredible. That's smart because, yeah, you can't overdose on drugs or pass out or anything. I think it was in place from like the 70s when everyone was like
I'll tell you
a maniac.
I'll tell you what. You certainly can still do a lot of drugs. You don't. You just have to be standing to get on that stage.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you what. there's a lot of drugs happening on that show.
Uncle Santa's never watched NBC, so I can't relate to this conversation.
Oh, that's right. Hey, JPC, I don't know if you got the publicist packet that Uncle Santa sent before time, but I guess along the way for this episode, due to Uncle Santa's appearance, we're supposed to keep mentioning his new TBS show, Two Rich Santas.
Oh, like, did someone say my new TV show, Two Rich Santas?
Uncle Santa, what's Kiefer Sutherland like?
Ooh, hot.
Oh, wow.
No, yeah, like temperature-wise. He's always burning up.
Sure.
You sure didn't get hot-seated? Blam!
Well, no, but can I tell you something about Kiefer Sutherland?
I'd love to hear it.
We wish you would.
No one has had the heart to tell him he's not on 24 anymore. So every scene, he's always rushing and trying to kill someone.
But he's playing one of the Santas, though, correct?
Yes, he is, of course. We're two rich Santas.
So the premise of the show, if what I'm reading is correct from this packet, it premieres next Thursday on TBS in the 2 a.m. time slot. And what it is it's two Santas.
Two Santas.
They're both real. They're both real, full-blown Santas. Uh-huh. And they live in a condo in Miami.
Condo in Miami.
And it's following their lives 363 days a year?
Yes, two of the days we do not see. We don't follow them on Christmas Eve and Christmas because who wants to watch them work?
I'll be honest, Uncle Santa. Those would be two of the biggest days that I'd want to see them work.
People want to see Santa in June. That's the time of year.
In Miami?
On a Wednesday, yes, the very same.
God, June to Miami sounds unbearable.
Uncle Santa, can we talk about, I know it says not to in this publicist packet, but can we talk about your failed game show on USA, It's in the Bag? That was the game show. It's in the Bag was the game show where you would walk around the street, you would go up to the common man, much like Billy Eichner, and you would say, what do you want most in the world that's not a Christmas gift? And they would say whatever, and then you'd go, it's in the bag. And then they'd look in your big bag, and sure enough, they'd pull out whatever they were looking for.
And why do you think it failed?
Because a lot of people ask for dead relatives, and it was in the bag.
Honestly, if someone asked me for, you know, a relative, I would not specify dead. I would just say who the person was.
Yes, and that's what my confusion was. So I thought it was safe to summon them into my bag. But no. That's I'm responsible for the zombie outbreak in New York City. Yes, Adam, my dear nephew.
Thank you, Uncle Santa. Listen, I'm not a Santa, and even I know the whole reason Christmas works is because you control the magic of the bag, and you don't give over control to other people. That's where the game show went wrong, was you allowed other people to control the magic, which unleashed chaos.
I heard they were all plants. I heard it was all like pre-written. And which is even more concerning because Santa was pulling corpses out of bags. I also, Santa, correct me if I'm wrong, but I also heard that the reason... Uncle Santa, sorry, it got too familiar. I also heard that the reason why you were allowed to or able to pull the corpses out of the bags was you could only pull objects out of the bag, and once a human being has passed away, their husk becomes an object because it doesn't have a soul associated with it. Is that correct?
Yes, JPC. Good reading. Oh, and it wasn't scripted. You think I would plan to the demise of my own TV show just so I could ask to do another TV show with my favorite actor, Kiefer Sutherland?
I don't know. I'm just in the subreddits speculating like everybody else. I don't know. I don't know for sure.
Yeah, the fact that I just saw Sean walk behind me means he can hear what I'm doing, and I'm just wondering what he's thinking.
Oh, wow.
He just shrugged. Oh, no.
Is Uncle Santa sleeping with Sean?
Oh,
Uncle
no.
It's canon. Listen, Uncle Santa, I did see something on, well, it wasn't even a subreddit. It was on 4chan. I saw something that said that the only reason that there's tons of Santas now in the world is because you pulled several Santas out of the bag. So you can pull yourself out of the bag, and that's how we got all these other Santas.
You know that new Doctor Strange movie?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, The Multitude of Marchness.
I wouldn't call it new anymore.
Yeah, you know that Doctor Strange movie that came out recently where all the multiverses and there's a bunch of versions of the same person?
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to go see that movie, but I had work to do, so I created a bunch of clones for myself.
That movie came out in the early spring.
Yes.
What work did you have to do in the spring, Uncle Santa?
I had to prepare for this episode, of course.
Oh. I almost forgot. I was having so much fun. I almost forgot we were doing an episode of Hey, Riddle, Riddle. So, wait, Uncle Santa, have you prepared riddles for us today?
I suppose I have, JPC. Well,
have you or did you or did you not? It's a kind of a vague answer. It's a grinding halt if you don't have riddles.
What you said.
Oh no, that doesn't help.
And
I just
to double check, we're sure Cousin Elf is not going to show back up.
I'm sure he'll be back. Maybe after the break. Maybe before. I can't control your actions. I can just control how I react to them.
Well, really progressive, Uncle Santa.
Yeah. So none of the elves work for you anymore. You're saying that you are partners with the elves.
Yes. Do I pay them equally? No. But we have a ping pong table and a pool table at work. And I pay for lunch one day a week. So what more could they want?
You're describing my time at Groupon, Uncle Santa.
Funny now you say that. The North Pole is very interested in Groupon business practices. Why we've hired a bunch of 24-year-old improvisers to work for us. They show up hungover and they do bits all day. It's exhausting.
You know what, Uncle Santa? They maybe want to do a quick Google of how that all worked out for Groupon.
Yeah, not great.
Oh, okay. I guess as long as it's not on NBC. Anyways, JPC, just quick test.
Wait a second.
What?
JPC.
Uh-huh.
Uncle Santa just said anyways. Now, we all know canonically when Uncle Santa segues, he says any slays.
That's true.
Any slays.
I must have misheard. Yeah. Sorry.
Weird.
Before I read these listener-submitted riddles, I just wanted to ask JPC.
Wait, hold on. You've never seen SNL.
From SNL.
Did I, me, Uncle Santa, get this much criticism last time I was on the show?
I don't know. I mean, last time Uncle Santa was on the show, I don't think he was. Wait, Uncle Santa, can you say Pete Davidson for me?
Pete Davidson.
No.
Can you say musical guest whatever band sang Cotton Eye Joe?
Musical guest whatever band sang Cotton Eye Joe. Can I? You know what was interestingly happening here?
What? What did you just say? You know what is interestingly happening?
I came here to teach JPC a lesson about not dropping a shitty bit at the beginning of the show. But what I'm learning is that I must have given JPC a hard time. Oh, Aaron must have given JPC too hard of a time in that episode.
Yeah.
I guess I'll be learning the lesson. Anyways, these riddles are from Ross.
Okay, cool. We were on a break.
Yes, exactly.
If Aaron were here, I'd laugh in her face and say, Aaron, you sweet, sweet dove, you cannot teach JPC a lesson. It's impossible.
What would you say if Cousin the Elf was here?
Well, we'll find out after the break.
Okay, great.
Maybe if I had decided to do this in the first episode of the day and not the third.
Just a little peek behind the curtain.
Just
for everybody.
A peek behind the recording schedule curtain. I'm way too tired to be pulling this off. I'm Uncle Santa.
Oh, speaking of peek behind the curtain, Uncle Santa, is it true that you turned on the role of the Cowardly Lion in MGM's Wizard of Oz movie?
I did, and the guy who took that role ended up being so creepy. Do you know that they didn't have to use any makeup on him or costumes?
No.
What?
Wait, I know! Look it up!
You know what? I'm sorry to do this, but I do want to see a quick scene, Uncle Santa. I'd love
to see a scene.
I'd love to see your audition for The Wizard of Oz.
If I were the king of the forest, ho, ho, ho! Can you even dye my gown? My eyes to match my gown?
I'm sorry. Hi. I'm Jeff. I'm running the audition.
Hello. I'm
just,
here to audition.
You came in?
Oh, yes, go ahead.
We loved your energy. You came in very hot. Could you slate to the camera? Just say if you're willing to shave.
I'm sorry. I'm Jeff's assistant. I don't say my full name because I don't want to. I don't want to edge into Jeff's territory.
If you need them, just say the initial D.
D.
Yeah, D will understand.
Okay, well, my name is Uncle Santa.
Okay.
I'm willing to shave, but it'll grow right back, just like I'm Tim Allen in The Santa Claus. And I'm auditioning to play Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz.
Who in the what?
Dorothy!
Let me check my notes here. Here in 1932, we have no movie starring Tim Allen.
Well, then I have bad news and bad news. You let Tim Allen be famous.
You know what? We love it. We're going to put you... Do you mind reading The Tin Man? And we're going to have you read for The Cowardly Lion, okay?
Read.
Oh, so not Dorothy. Oh, everything I prepared is... Oh.
What do you mean everything you prepared? We sent you...
Sent.
We sent you three lines for the lion on a one page, basically.
Basically.
What did you prepare?
Nothing. Not somewhere over the rainbow. Kicks shoe on the ground, sort of looks down at feet, shuffles along. I'll read for your...
We've already cast Dorothy, and it's going to be Marilyn Monroe's daughter.
She's not famous yet.
Well,
just wait till the movie comes out.
Marilyn Monroe isn't even famous yet. Oh, this stinks. All right, I'll read your stupid lines.
Okay, thank you. And Dee, you're reading The Tin Man.
Reading. Oh, excuse me, I need some oil.
Somewhere over Badoobo.
Oh, no. Somewhere over Adobo.
And scene, Uncle Santa.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Uncle Santa.
I am so sorry. You prepared for that role, but you didn't know the lyrics?
Did I sing them wrong?
Oh,
which one?
No. Oh, no, Uncle Santa. Well, you should have gotten it. It's a travesty that
Thank
they took that
you.
Away from you.
These are from Ross. These are
We're
only
on a break.
Connect riddles.
Does it hurt when
people... Oh, no, the email says only connect riddles for Erin. I'm sure she wouldn't mind. Does it hurt when people what, Adel?
I was going to say, does it hurt when people describe you as a bowl full of jelly?
They describe me as what?
Well, not you, but they do say that your belly is like a bowl full of jelly.
Oh, I didn't know that. Why are people writing songs about me? They can be very...
There's a lot of body shaming that we've just sort of been okay with for too long regarding Santa.
I don't even think if you watch someone eat like a big bowl full of jelly, I don't even think then you could say that their belly looks like a big full of jelly.
No.
I think it's a bad thing to say. Unprompted? Now, if someone says, hey, do you think my belly looks like a big bowl of jelly? And then you say, yeah, I think your belly looks like a big bowl of jelly. I think that's okay, because they did ask.
They asked for it. And,
and that's your friend.
Yeah, and Uncle Santa, if anything, I'm trying to start on social media. I don't know if you know what that is. I'm trying to start a trend where people call you thick.
Is it on NBC?
No.
No.
No, it's not. It's not on NBC.
People could call me thick. I'm thicker like a Snickers. I'm thicker than a Snicker, heavy like a Chevy.
Nice,
come on, little
yeah.
mommy, you can rub upon my belly. Hey.
There you go, thick Santa.
I'm okay. Thick Santa. I'm Uncle
Hashtag
Santa.
Thick Santa.
All right, Thick, these are from Ross.
Uncle Thick Santa. Thick
only
Uncle Santa?
Connect. He says, sure. Only Connect riddles for Erin, but I'm sure she won't mind. Here are some Only Connect style riddles I came up with. They were surprisingly fun and hopefully not too obtuse.
Well, we don't care if they had fun making them. We just care about solving them.
Yeah.
Ross, you said such nice things to us. Thank you for being so... to them. To them, Ross. Not me. I'm not...
Ross didn't send an email to Uncle Santa? He didn't even address you in the email, Uncle Santa?
No, but that's okay. Oh.
He just sounded like a fucking bubble yum commercial. It's 6 feet of bubble gum for you, not them. Remember that? Uncle Santa, remember those commercials?
No, Uncle Santa was born in 1991.
Come on. Fuck you, Santa.
All right, here we go. Mascot animal seen in a popular UK insurance advertisement.
Haven't seen a lot of British ads about insurance.
I'm going to say a kangaroo.
Well, they go up like this.
A kangaroo?
Nope, they go...
Meerkat.
A meerkat. Very good, young JPC.
Wow, meerkat. Their television over there is fucked.
Oh, a meerkat. Actually, don't they do a podcast with a Jake cat?
Oh, yeah, they do. And I think that that's on the Cat Gum Network.
It's definitely not on NBC.
No, it's not on NBC.
Okay, well, then I'd be familiar with it. Oh, those two fellas from College Humor? Ho, ho, ho. That's how Santas laugh. I'm laughing at how funny they are.
Well, you've been laughing a lot then.
Ho, ho, ho. Yes. All right, next one. Animal scene in the
what's
title.
That? What's that, Robin Williams?
Why do you laugh
ho,
at
ho,
that?
Ho, yes. Yes, really. Ho, ho, yes, yes.
Animal scene in the title of a bad 2019 remake of a 1994 classic. I might also
animal
give you another hint because this is hard.
Title?
An animal scene of the of a, it's a 1924 classic?
94. A 1994 classic.
Okay. Animal scene in a title.
This is also an animal that is in Narnia. And this is also an animal. Yes, it's a lion.
Oh,
the Lion King.
That remake of the Indian film Lion starring Dev Patel?
Yes. Dev Patel's Lion.
No,
what
we're talking about
movie?
Lion King.
Lion King.
Yes.
Known for lifting up 50 times their body weight.
Ants.
Mm-hmm.
Uncles would, but they're too busy sitting down taking a break eating pizza.
That's very rude to Uncle Santa's.
Actually, speaking of sitting down while ants move, I do want to see a quick scene.
Okay, but
is that okay, Uncle Santa?
Sure.
I want to see a scene. The two of you are sharks. You have to move. You're moving like a U-Haul to a new place because you have to move every day or else you'll die. If you don't stop moving, you die. So this is the two sharks moving.
Ugh. Nobody showed up. My email said pizza and beer, but...
Yeah, I mean, I'm used to this because I have a truck.
Damn. Okay, well, you know, I think part of this is us because we ask people to help us move every day and I feel like... It is a drain on our friendships.
If we actually had a real place and we didn't just have to keep swimming, then I think people would want to help. You know what? Why don't we just stay put? I'm tired of all this round and round.
We will die. If we stay put, we will die.
But I can't play freeze tag. My dream.
You gotta let go of childish things, Shark, okay? Now, look, I'll be honest with you. Since we're doing this every day, how about you just downsize some of these books? Do you need all of these fucking books?
Yeah, and my knickknacks.
Don't get me started on your knickknacks. What is this? Is this a paperweight?
Yeah, it's funny.
We can't even read.
What do we need a paperweight for? I don't know. I like having my little stuff around. Don't you like to have stuff?
No. I'm a minimalist shark, okay? The only things that I have, I don't even have a mattress. I have a bearskin rug where the magic happens. I like to fuck on a bear. It makes me feel powerful like a shark.
That is incredible, that juxtaposition.
I have one candle, which cannot get lit because it is wet as hell. And then I have, a bug-out bag with some clothes in case I want to, like, put a trench coat on and then, like, go see a movie. But that's it. That's all I have. Those are the possessions to my name. Moving for me is simple.
Okay, well... Sounds like you have it all figured out, but Tag, you're it.
See, it took all the willpower in the world to not jump in and say Mariana's trench coat.
Mariana's
I'm really proud of you.
Thanks, Uncle Santa. Have you seen my dad?
What?
Nothing. So we have meerkat, lion, and ant.
And another name for orcas.
Well, whales. Or killer whales.
Killer whale, yes. Well, do you know the link? Because I didn't know the link between these, but I learned something today.
Meerkat, lion, ant, and killer whales.
So killer whales are pretty fucking dangerous. Ants, red ants can be dangerous. We've all seen Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull. Lions are predators. Are meerkats predators? Are these
No, I think my other hint is I think bees would fall into this.
Yeah, aren't these all like pack animals, like animals that travel in like big groups?
A little bit. Pods. I like the way you're thinking, but it's more about their leadership.
Oh, do they all have queens?
Oh, women.
Yes, they're
women
all matriarchal social structures. Isn't that incredible?
Wait, now I thought lions were patriarchal structures and they like forced all the women to do the hunting and stuff.
That no, could be right. I didn't Google to check this.
I think the female lions.
I don't know if it's a matriarchal structure, but I do know that the female lions do like all of the work and like the male lions like wait around for other lions to come kill them, and then they try their best to like kill the other lion, and then if they lose, the new lion gets the free work pack. That's how lions work. Lions are bullshit.
World Atlas says the dominant female meerkat is responsible for settling arguments between the other meerkats, which sounds very funny.
So this upsets me because now I know Timon was did wrong by his pack and got kicked out.
Yeah, yeah. He's ostracized.
I wonder what he did. Maybe he ate one of the babies or something.
I don't know why that me and Mariah started researching this, but we went on a deep dive on bees the other day to like learn about queens. The thing with queens is fucking insane.
The royal jelly they produce?
Yeah, the workers have to like make them the royal jelly, and if they don't make enough in a certain amount of time, they like, look, this queen dies. Like, we just got to get this. They like murder the queen and like try to, hey, everybody, start tearing up those egg sacs looking for a new queen. We have like 6 days before we bug out and go crazy. We got to get a new queen installed.
That sounds very scary.
I want to eat some royal jelly.
I want royal jelly so bad.
I think you'll like this next round very much.
Oh, okay.
Current Queen of England. Queen?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Musician well, sibling of
time
the
of recording.
King of Pop, Blank Jackson.
Mike.
Oh.
Musician sibling.
Sibling. Sibling of.
Oh, sibling. Janet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Something you might wipe your feet on while entering a house.
Matt.
Mm-hmm. Song attributed to Marty McFly in Back to the Future.
Johnny Be Good.
Yes. What is the link?
Elizabeth, Janet, Matt, and Johnny. So these all must be like fucking... Were these like the names of...
Elizabeth, Janet, Matt, and Johnny. Janet, I don't. Janet is like a hard one because like I don't Janet. Know many famous Janet. Janets.
Janet from Janet Varney, number one with a bullet.
Janet Varney, Janet
and
Reno,
Janet Reno, and then Janet from Susan Sarandon from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Well, wait, one of those is right.
Are these all hosts of Hey Riddle Riddle?
Yes, they're all guests. They've all guested on Hey Riddle Riddle.
Oh, Matt that's Young. Right. Yeah. Johnny
Elizabeth
O'Mara
Andrews.
And Elizabeth Andrews. Okay.
Wow. Very fun.
Phenomenal.
And this is still from Ross?
Yes.
Thank
Ross,
you, Ross.
You're amazing at these.
Gives us a little insight into when these were maybe written.
Yes, exactly. Interestingly, we're going to go on a break. And if
just like Ross. Just like Ross. We were on a break.
And I need to really reflect on who's really being punished here by me playing Uncle Santa.
Is it
JBC
being punished?
Like intended? Or is it Aaron? Or more likely, it's you, our dear listener. Or Adel. I think we're all losing here. Let's go on a break.
But we all know it's not Cousin Elf.
He's back!
Can you punish a dog by rolling the window down too much?
JBC Adel, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter. Whoa. Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like from Scuba Steve from... not Billy Madison.
Big Scuba Daddy.
Steve is from Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave.
Ho, ho, ho. Have you been good? Do you deserve more riddles, young JPC and young Addle?
And don't forget Cousin Elf, and my catchphrase is hee, hee, hee.
Well,
I'm a little
Cousin
stinker.
Elf, we're out of bread.
Wait, hold on. Cousin Elf just said his catchphrase was hee, 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 and then he added, I'm a little stinker, which is obviously the better catchphrase.
Well,
what, do you have two catchphrases, Cousin Elf?
I lead with hee, 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 because when I say I'm a little stinker, people say, that's Bugs Bunny's thing. And I say, no, I used to date Bugs Bunny, and he stole it from me.
Here's what
Anyways,
I think happened.
Anyways, we ran out of bread.
I think Cousin Elf led with that. He was like, hey, this is my catchphrase, call the shot, so no one would call him out on the I'm a little stinker thing. Cousin Elf, I think I'm a little stinker is the better catchphrase. I'll say that.
Okay, thank you.
Use it. Try it.
I'm a little stinker.
I love it.
Head down to the store. Here's a 20. Go watch a movie if you need, Cousin Elf. Go have fun. We'll see you later.
I'm going to buy cigarettes.
All right.
I wish someone would give me $20 so that I didn't have to do the show.
Nope. Okay. Barnyard. These are still from Ross, who's amazing at writing these. Thank you, Ross. Barnyard animal seen jumping over the moon.
That would be the cow.
That's the cow jumps
exactly.
over the moon. Yeah. I know that because I saw the movie Rent.
Hey, diddle diddle. Yes.
Hey, riddle riddle.
Hey, can I say something real quick?
About the movie Rent?
Not about the movie Rent. About the movie Tick, Tick, Boom.
Yes?
I watched that whole fucking movie, and we got maybe, there was like 15 minutes left of the movie, and I paused it, and I saw there's only 15 minutes left, and I go, when's this guy going to write fucking Rent? When's this guy going to do Rent? And Mariah goes, he doesn't do it in the movie. It's a whole movie about the guy who did Rent, and he never writes the fucking movie,
he
Rent.
He wrote Tick, Tick, Boom before he wrote Rent. How can the musical be about how he wrote Rent when that actual musical, Tick, Tick, Boom, was written before Rent? You're all turned around.
Wait, Here's an idea. If you're going to write Rent, write Rent, okay? Don't be fucking around writing shit that's not Rent and making me watch
it. Okay, Social Network. If he created Facebook, he would have created Facebook. I thought Tick, Tick, Boom was about the guy who wrote, is it POD? Tick, 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 boom.
Jonathan Larson was the lead singer for POD as well.
Wasn't that a Kevin James movie, Tick, Tick, Boom?
I think it was.
Where he became a UFC fighter?
Uh-huh.
Arguments regarding whether LeBron or Jordan are the term, or this term, can goat. Get heated. Goat, yes.
Goat, goat, goat.
This one made me laugh. Nut whose name sounds similar to a sneeze.
Cashew.
Cashew.
How did you know that?
That's good. That's good. He got that quick.
That's a play on words.
Arsenic is said to taste like
Old
bitter
Lace.
Blank.
Bitter. Arsenic is said to taste like bitter licorice.
What did you say? Old Lace?
Yeah, that's not
arsenic
right.
And Old Lace.
Like the play.
Have you ever seen that play or heard that play?
No.
Is it a movie? I don't remember.
They might
Anyways.
Have made a movie out of it. Here's the thing, Aaron. I've never tasted arsenic.
You haven't? You're not living, pal. I'm taking my nephew out in the town, and we're going to try it tonight.
I'm not living. Maybe I did to try
sober,
arsenic.
Sober. Well, no, but you should know what it tastes like, because if you taste arsenic, you should be like, ooh, that's arsenic. So we should know what it tastes like.
Bitter. Is it like bitter licorice, bitter lemons, bitter?
It's a kind of nut.
Kind of nut. Bitter almonds.
Yes.
Whoa, arsenic tastes like bitter almonds? Ooh,
oh, these are
gross.
All cheeses.
Or?
Milks.
Yes. Good job, Edel. I'll send you an extra $5 in the mail for your birthday.
Wait,
on
Uncle
your uncle
Santa?
And Santa.
Oh, I was going to say, that's the uncle part of you, though, not the Santa part.
I'm not just a Santa. I'm also an uncle.
I forget about
that. You're wearing a sweater. We see it. It
yes,
looks ugly.
Yes.
It's very ugly.
That's
all your sweaters are ugly.
Are you talking to Aaron or Uncle Santa?
Uncle Santa. Well, technically both, but she's not here, so I feel bad saying it.
Mm-hmm. There's only Uncle Santa. There's only one sweater that Aaron wears that is worth commenting on, we would say.
I think they're all worth commenting on. Aaron, you look nice today. Is that so hard?
Shit. Okay.
Unbelievable.
He got us there.
Well, when you do it. Why don't Aaron... Uncle Santa, why don't you say that to Erin? Let's give her a call.
Let her rest.
She's resting. Wait, how do you know she's resting?
She's right behind me. I can see her. She's sound asleep.
Oh, that's
Sleeping
why Sean's
like a
there.
Baby.
Oh, that's
yes.
why Sean's there. You're using Erin's podcast setup.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
She might be my enemy, but she'd never leave me high and dry. Anyways.
She's your enemy? I thought you liked her.
No, well, I like the people who like you is my advice, and she does not like me.
Got it.
All right. Informal two-letter greeting first recorded in the Middle Ages.
Yo.
Still from Ross. That's hilarious.
Hi.
Hi. Adel, you're a genius. Mwah, mwah. You're perfect. We're so proud to have you in the family.
Aw.
Those are both on the mouth. Different
yes.
family than my family. Not judging it, just
Middle
very
Eastern.
Different family.
Iconic phrase exclaimed in many iterations of the Frankenstein story. It's...
Friend. It's fire.
It's getting hot in here. It's getting hot in here.
It's... He makes...
Alive.
Dr. Frankenstein makes... Yes, he wrote alive.
It's alive.
All right.
It's a living. That's what Frankenstein says. It's a living.
Brown red color, taking its name from the French word for chestnut.
Brown red color.
Brown, reddish, darkish reddish color.
Rouge.
Auburn.
Keep guessing.
Oh, colleges. It's a college.
Darkish reddish color. No, not hazel. That's brownish
isn't
green.
Isn't there like 5,000 different shades
I'd
of red
I'd say focus
and brown.
On like just sort of a dark red.
Dark red.
A little bit purpley.
Burgundy.
A little bit purpley. Burgundy's closest.
Oh, what's
magenta?
The... Fuchsia?
No, fuchsia. Ooh,
no,
that's good.
No, it's a little bit Picasso. More red.
More red.
More red. It's like we're at a fucking paint store, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm making.
It begins with an M.
magenta. It's an M. Yeah, magenta.
No,
that's good.
No.
It's not magenta?
No.
Maroon.
Yes, you've got it. Well done, dear boy.
These are all fives. High
Wait
five.
Wait for me to say the last one.
Five
Johnny 2010
five is one.
Adam McKay buddy cop film starring Will Ferrell. The other.
Five.
The
no.
other guys.
Guys, yeah.
Damn it.
Now, what is the thing that links them all, Adam?
The number five. So we have High Five. Five Alive. I know is the catchphrase from the movie Short Circuit, Johnny Five is alive, but Five Alive might also be like an energy drink or something. Maroon 5, famous band fronted by Adam Levine, and Five Guys, which is a very good burger place.
And fries.
And some great fries in those brown bags.
I think they do peanut oil there, right? So if you have peanut allergies, Uncle Santa, stay away from Five Guys.
Uncle Santa has many allergies. The only thing I can eat is Christmas.
You can only eat Christmas?
Hold on.
Christmas
Uncle
cookies?
Uncle Santa, you couldn't even get through that.
You eat Christmas?
The only thing I can eat is Christmas cookies, hot cocoa, milk, and that's it.
Honestly, Uncle Santa, you and Aaron would get along because you you kind of have a lot in common. That's her same diet.
She hates me.
Isn't that a song? She fucking hates me.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but I don't know, Uncle Santa. I think there's room for improvement in that relationship.
Uncle Santa, just because of my thirst for information, does it say in that email what Five Alive is?
No, but Five is? Uncle Santa can Google it because that's not NBC.
I bet it's like a UK candy bar or something.
Let's
Five
see.
Alive? It could be. Five Alive?
Yeah.
Because Johnny Five is Alive is a bit of a stretch, I think, for that.
Yeah.
Oh,
I do
it's
like
a
it.
Drink, I think.
Oh, it is a
oh,
drink.
Oh, you're right with the energy drink, maybe.
I think it's a juice box, you weird
like
British silly gooses. People in England are so weird. I skip right over them on Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yes,
Uncle Santa.
I'm a little drunk, so I'll admit it. I've never been to England.
Wow.
The entirety of England?
Yes. Never been.
They have all those Christmas crackers, which is maybe the dumbest thing ever.
That's what I'm
sorry,
avoiding.
Gemma. Gemma loves Christmas crackers. I think
disgusting.
They're the stupidest thing.
Uncle Santa, what about Northern Ireland? And how do you feel about unification?
Oh! Honestly, I'm with the Irish on that.
Speak on the Catholics and the Protestants, Uncle Santa.
Yeah. And Margaret Thatcher was not great.
They both celebrate Christmas, so I won't complain.
Margaret Thatcher, the Christmas lady.
The Christmas lady.
Oh, boy.
Uncle Santa, do we have any more Only Connect?
We have plenty. These are the last ones from Ross. Thank you, dear Ross.
Hey, Ross, dress for less.
I said that earlier.
Great. Then it's a callback.
Then it's a callback. Oh, the kind.
If I wasn't listening to you, it was a callback.
The kind of ocean predator Bruce is in Finding Nemo.
Valanche. Dern.
No. Great actor, though. What
Bruce? Is he a shark?
Oh,
yes,
man. I really wish you would have said the Marianas Valanche.
He's a moving shark.
No, what?
Great white.
Hammerhead.
Great white, yes.
Okay.
So is the answer, Uncle Santa's the answer shark or great white? Or
great all? White shark.
Great white shark.
Great white shark.
Nursery rhyme characters who agree to have a battle over a spoiled brand new rattle. They're from Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, Tweedledee and Tweedledum?
Yes.
Wow. Good pull.
Mythological figure cursed with having his liver eaten by an eagle every day.
Oh.
That happened to me once.
Oh, God. Who is this?
I just read about this in, if you haven't read the book Cirque, it is amazing. C-I-R-C-E mm-hmm. by Madeline something. But that book's phenomenal. I just read about it in that. It's not Sisyphus because he's got the big old fucking rock.
He's the boulder guy. It's not Prometheus, right?
Yes,
Prometheus?
It is.
Oh, Prometheus.
He was
punished for bringing fire down from the mountains to the people.
We're so proud to have you in the family, JPC.
Again, on the mouth is just not how I've done it. With someone else's uncle is also odd.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
Sure.
Type of North American snake noted for its reddish color head.
Copperhead?
Yes, you got it. Now, this one they said is bullshit because it's too deep of cut.
For the fourth one, is the full answer copper or copperhead?
Copperhead.
So it's great white shark, Prometheus,
Tweedledee,
Copperhead,
Tweedledum.
And Tweedledee and Tweedledum. Are these like prequels that didn't need to be made?
You're on the right track.
Okay.
So, Prometheus is from Alien. Great white shark, I don't know. Copperhead.
I didn't know this one. I had to look it up.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum are from Alice in Wonderland. Tweedledee, Tweedledum. So they would have been... Okay. Maybe there's
are
an
these
actor.
Are these all things that an alien has been in?
No, but you're kind of close. They're all from one franchise. They're deep cut characters from one franchise.
These are deep cut characters from one
franchise. A comic book franchise.
Oh, Fables?
No, they're comic book franchise. Famous superhero.
So it's a are these all like enemies?
Oh, these Batman villains?
They're Batman villains. I know a previous Only Connect Riddle had Batman villains in the answer, and this one is probably too obscure, but there had to be one bullshit riddle in here. You're right, Ross. Ho, ho, ho. Someone out there listening will know it, and they'll be screaming at wherever they find podcasts.
We did this on the Patreon when Thomas Sanders was on, where I listed some like characters from Moon Knight's Rogues Gallery and had you guys try to guess if they were real or not. It is insane. The chain smoking that was done in 1977, where just a group of white men were like, what about a guy whose name is like Mr. Punch Man? They're like, I think we already used him for Batman. They're like, use him again.
Dr. Accountant. Scaredy Cat. I know that there's King Shark in Batman, and that is famously played by Ron Funches in the Harley Quinn animated show.
Famously played by Ron Funches.
Great voice, that guy.
Great voice, that Harley Quinn, huh?
Oh, yeah.
What a voice, Mr. Batman! Ooh, Mr. Batman, what a voice I got!
Oh, now I'll be Mark Hamill.
Yes, Harley Quinn, very good.
That's very nice. That's very nice.
I would like to see a scene.
Okay. Please don't tell me it's between Harley Quinn and Batman, because we kind of just milked that for all it was worth.
No. You two are at a Comic Con type convention, and you're running into someone who plays a obscure villain in something, and you're pretending to know who he is. JPC, you'll be the villain. Addle, you'll be the one being so polite, pretending that you know who he is.
Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
I saw you looking.
Oh, did you want a picture with me in my Pickle Rick outfit?
I'm sorry?
I'm Pickle Rick, bitch.
It's kind of a mashup of like Pickle Rick and
I noticed you staring at me while I was walking over here, so I thought I've been doing this a long time, and I thought I'd just come over and say hello, and you know, if you want a picture, you're more than welcome. Yes.
Oh my, wow, you're such a British
thank you
accent.
My character has a British accent, but
that's
obviously
right.
I do not. I'm from Connecticut.
You're from Connecticut. That's right. The old CT. Mm-hmm. Well, can I? Oh, you're putting your arm around me. I guess. Can we get a selfie? Can I get a selfie? Is that cool?
Absolutely. Yes.
Wow.
It's very cool.
And let me. So I want to make sure I tag you on the Soch. So
tag me. Go ahead and tag me right now, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah. And what's your handle?
It's just my character's name. I keep one for me. And you could do that one as well.
I feel like such an idiot. I'm so bad at spelling. Could you spell your character's name?
Just it's phonetic. It's just how it sounds.
Oh.
You're overthinking it if you think you're spelling it wrong, because it's very easy. Yes.
Got you. Where is
I guess? I guess
huh?
I should say it's I E, not E I. But you would know that, yeah.
So it's I E,
not E I.
I mm-hmm. for E except for E. Okay, so there's no C in your name. We all know that.
I'm sorry?
There's no C in your name?
Oh, no. There's no C. Yes, of course.
Sorry, that's a joke. It went over your head. There's no.
It must.
There's
hey,
no
must
C
have.
In your name. That's a. New, I've been hanging out with some pirates, and that's like a joke they do. People dress as pirates.
Go ahead and just post it whenever you're ready. Oh, and did you want an autograph? I truly don't mind. There are only 15.
That would be amazing. And please block letters.
There are 15. And then it's
15.
15 for an autograph. For yes. For my autograph, yes. Unless you want it on Matt. That's glossy. Matt is 25.
No, Matt's grabbing nachos. Just on the headshot would be fine.
Another one must have gone over my head.
Yeah, I guess it's worth it. I only have a 50. Do you have change?
I don't, but I could give you 2.5 autographs.
Oh, just like the TV show. Well, why don't we real legible? Because I have I have my eyes.
Sorry, I've got an actor's penmanship, as they say.
Scene. Perfect. All right, I'm
and,
Uncle
well, hold
Sandra,
on,
yes?
JBC. What was your villain?
I think it was the Shield.
So a corrupt bald police officer?
Uh-huh.
We have one more batch today. These will go a little faster because they're just all the answers, so it's not questions that you have to answer and then find the connection. So we'll just be finding the connection between these four words. These come from Jake H., he, him, from San Diego.
Jake Hillenhall?
Maybe. I'm a day one fan, and the three of you never fail to brighten up my week. I assume he's including Uncle Santa in this.
Well, then who's not being included?
Aaron, of course.
Okay,
my enemy.
Okay. I'm comfortable with that.
Jake said very sweet things about the show. Thank you so much for listening, Jake. We really appreciate you writing these riddles and being so kind. Here's the first one. Princess, pear, cushion, emerald.
Princess, pear, cushion, emerald.
What are the connections between those three? Ho, ho, ho.
Are these all like cuts of diamonds?
You're a genius.
Wow.
Princess cut, pear cut, emerald cut?
Cushion cut? Yeah, that's a cut. Emerald. You're... Yeah.
It's like the square.
Someone's bought an engagement ring. It's you.
Well, I bought an engagement ring and a wedding ring.
Oh, my goodness. He's a genius.
Oh, shit.
What? What?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I can't believe that
Uncle
happened.
Santa, buddy.
What?
Are you still at the North Pole, or where are you at?
Oh, typically? No, I'm in Chicago, in River
oh,
North.
Oh, okay. So I sent you a wedding invitation. It must have got lost in the mail. I
have
got
all
married.
My North Pole mail forwarded to me.
Oh, weird. Yeah, I just got married. I'm so sad you weren't there.
Oh, did you elope and no one was there?
Sort of.
JBC, were you there?
Oh, my God. You know what I just did? Is I just chopped my own fucking leg off. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
he did for real.
Oh, I better. Yeah. I live close to JPC, so I better leave and go. Help
not that
them.
Close. Not that close. It's too. I'm gonna need to do this immediately.
We'll put a pin in that. I'll
yeah,
come back
why
to
don't
this.
We put a pin in it?
Don't put a pin in it. That'll. Well, actually, that might help.
Hell, it worked.
Might suture.
Horse, snow, boat, and tennis.
Oh, these are all types of cocaine.
Yes, my dear boy.
Snort some horse. Horse, snow, boat, and tennis.
Yes.
These are all types of bracelets.
Yeah, I was going to say horse bracelet.
These are all types of girls. Horse girl, snow girl, boat girl, tennis girl.
These are all things that make a racket.
Horse,
no.
Snow. That's a good
tennis
one.
Racket, a horse racket. Horse, snow.
Snow
boat.
And tennis definitely rackets. Boat, tennis.
I like
snow,
this horse. One a lot.
Okay.
So it's we got horse, snow, yeah. Boat, and tennis.
All types of what?
Okay, okay. Shoes.
Yes,
horse shoes,
my
snow
dear
shoes,
boy.
Boat shoes, tennis.
Wow. Uncle Santa's
that's good.
Very
that's
proud
great.
Of you.
Great job.
Next one. This one might be my favorite. Wash, Jeff, Rose, and Link.
What was the first one?
Wash.
Wash, Jeff, Rose, and Link?
Mm-hmm.
These Wash. Are all characters in Zelda.
Yeah.
You kill Wash right away.
Hey, it's Wash. Me, Jeff Hyrule.
Are you saying Jeff Hyrule?
Yeah, Jeff, who rules? Jeff, I rules.
Sorry, so Wash, Jeff, Rose, and what was the last one?
Link.
Yeah.
These are all the first name of a famous pilot.
No.
Okay.
They're all the first syllable of a name.
Washington, Jeffington, Rosington, Linkington.
Yeah, you got it, kind of, but you put the wrong... Holy shit, I've never seen someone get it so right and so wrong at the
Wait,
same time.
How is it right but wrong?
Because you have...
I think you have the second part is wrong.
The second part, the second part of the first answer is right. You got all the right...
What?
So you have the right idea, Washington, and then...
That's right?
Yes.
And then Jeffington.
No, but...
Oh, Washington, Jefferson,
Washington,
Lincoln.
Jeff, Washington Jeff.
It's... Oh, these are all presidents. These
Roosevelt,
are...
Lincoln, I
yeah,
see.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the first four letters of
Washington,
four presidents.
Jeffington, Rosington, and Lincoln is my new favorite moment from A Riddle Riddle.
I want to see a scene. I want to see
okay.
a scene.
Okay. Abraham Lincoln.
JPC and Uncle Santa, you're both presidents. You're hanging out at the President's Club or whatever that is.
Sure.
And you each have like kind of pet names for each other, little nicknames for each other, and for the other presidents.
Got it.
Why, if it isn't Mr. Hoovy over there, Herbert Hoover. Hoovy, 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 Hoovy. Who's going to cause the Great Depression? Hoovy, 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 Hoovy.
You son of a gun. If it isn't T-Fiddle, my man, Taffy Taff.
Oh,
T-Fiddle.
Yes, me, of course.
Tiff, tiff, tiff.
How have you been, old friend?
Well, I've been good. By the way, I gotta say thank you. I called your custom bathtub guy, and he did a fantastic job.
I figured as much. Oh, look who's walking over here.
Uh-oh. Look who it is.
Hey, it's me,
Shit.
The Regster, Reggae, Captain Reggae, Ron.
It's Mr. Jellybeans himself.
It's Jimmy Carter.
My brother was a potato farmer.
All right, last one.
I think.
Mr. Jellybeans
himself. And these are from
Jake
H. Stick Jesus, bun and soft.
Stick Jesus.
These are all types of serve.
No.
Can I get some Jesus served vanilla? So stick Jesus, bun, and what was the last one?
Soft.
Soft.
All types of what?
Oh, these are all banks.
No.
There's a thing called a Jesus lizard. Are these all types of lizards?
Focus more on the other three, I'd say.
Okay, Bunheads is a TV show, so they're all types of heads. Jesus head,
soft
stick head.
Soft is probably the most helpful.
Oh, these are things babies' heads are when
kind
they're born.
Kind of food? No.
Let's see. All right, soft cheese, a soft pretzel.
Oh!
Oh, pretzel Jesus!
Yes!
Yes,
wow.
They're pretzels.
They're pretzels. Pretzel Hopefully bun, you soft enjoy pretzel, these as much as I had fun solving
wow.
them. I hope you enjoyed these and had as much fun solving them as I did making them. Thanks again for everything.
Oh,
well, speaking of pretzel Jesus...
What the fuck? My eyes are... What is this light?
Zip! It's me, Pretzel Jesus, pretending to be Uncle
Whoa.
Santa the whole time!
Wow.
What a twist!
Nacho cheese, cinnamon sugar.
Another type of pretzel. Pretzel twist.
Pretzel twist.
I'm Pretzel Jesus, or am I? Zip! It's
Uh-oh.
Me, Little Monkey Bones.
Little
I
Monkey
did.
Bones?
I taught JPC a lesson. I'm Little Monkey Bones.
Settle a bet for us, Little Monkey Bones.
Uh-huh.
What are your fingers?
Chalk.
It is chalk.
Okay.
It's not bananas.
Half bananas, half chalk. I'm Little Monkey Bones. Love you.
Little Monkey Bones, have you seen
too.
The movie Monkey Bones?
Zip, you caught me. I'm Dr. Chameleon, your nemesis and best friend. Can you guys hang out right now?
Oh, this is why you couldn't move your arms, because you've been wearing like 7 layers of costume.
Hold on, which is exactly what Chandler does in my favorite episode of Friends.
Zip, could I be anywhere? Many more favorite middle characters.
Chandler. It was Chandler the whole time. Are you doing a
and
freeze frame?
And the girls
frame?
Sing Bing ba Bing Bing.
I thought Adel was
bing,
doing a
bing,
freeze frame.
Bing 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 ba Bing Bing Bing.
Anything wow. to blog? I'm Chandler.
Thanks,
wow.
Chandler.
What?
Zip.
What a ride. Oh.
Uh oh.
Oh, he just took off his shirt.
Oh
he's,
God.
He's got his sweating.
Matthew Perry,
pants.
Can you put that shirt back on, please?
It's me. Coco Cashmere.
Oh.
Just kidding. It's me, Chandler. Could I be wearing any more Hey Riddle Riddle characters?
Chandler's the right one to end on.
Yeah,
Chandler's the right
even
one.
If I do more in the time where it takes you guys to plug things, I'm still Chandler after all these years.
And Chandler, can I just say, I think on behalf of JPC, myself, Aaron, and Uncle Santa, who I guess wasn't really here, Chandler, I just want to apologize for, I read the paper the other day. I saw that NBC canceled your game show Bing Sings.
It what?
Oh, I thought that's why you were channeling
no.
so much rage against NBC.
No, no. Oh,
wait,
man.
Why
when
did
you
hate
mentioned
NBC?
Ross earlier, I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, and Chandler, I'm sorry for all the times in this episode that we said that we would Google something. Of course, we meant that we would bang
we bing it. Of course.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you guys the whole time. I was like, I'm Chandler.
Or ask Phoebe.
Wow, this is so embarrassing. Hey, speaking of embarrassing, here's some 5-star reviews that people have left for Hey Riddle Riddle. If you want to get your review featured on a future episode of Hey Riddle Riddle, just go to iTunes and leave a 5-star review. You can put anything you want in there and I'll have to read it. Like this one that comes from 7076, titled Morning Drive. I look forward to Wednesdays. I bet my fellow work commuters think I'm crazy when they look over and see me cry laughing with my little schnauzer staring back at them as you guys do your thing on my radio. Also, I think I would be Adel if I were to play the Riddle Crew with my friends. Hey, there's a thing that I can't advocate that you do. Do not play Riddle Crew with your friends. That does not sound like something you should be doing.
And why are you staring back at the other drivers?
Okay, this one comes from Liv Chow. Liv Chow writes, amazing. Aaron Kay is the highlight of the show. A beautiful human being, hilarious and so talented. On the occasion she sings, she sounds like a Disney princess.
Oh my God.
Her laugh is lovely and brightens my day. There are two other hosts. They're funny too, but I came here for Aaron and you should as well. Chandler, what do you think of that review?
I think after today, that review is going to mysteriously change.
Okay, here's the next one. This comes from DJ Eschenschroeder. This says, great podcast. Definitely listen, yada, yada. Okay, for the actual important part, JPC, I want to see a scene where you have to reveal to Adel and Aaron that you only have this podcast, a 2-star review, and why. Thanks. Adore you guys and all the content. P.S. Go sub to their Patreon. Well, listen up, dumbass. You wrote that you have this podcast, a 2-star review. Maybe next time, spell check your fucking review before you send it, wow. You dumb piece of shit. I'll see a scene when you learn how to fucking type.
Wow, you're making a scene.
All right, Adel, anything that you have to plug?
No, I saved my time out of fear.
check out Hello from the Magic Tavern and their Patreon. Lots of great content over there.
Thanks, Chandler.
Yeah, the Hey Tavern Tavern, which is Aaron's favorite thing she's ever recorded with the two of you, is over on that Patreon. It's worth it.
She told you that?
Yeah. It's great. It's really funny.
Oh, Aaron and Chandler were sweet good friends.
We hang out.
Oh, and if you're listening to this on the day that it comes out, then that means that we have a live show this Sunday, June 12th, at 7:30 and 10 p.m. There's a late show as well. And if you can't see it live in L.A., you can watch the stream of the live show, which will be available all throughout the world. And I think you can watch it up to like 72 hours later. Anyway, if you want to get tickets, just go to heywardofriddle.com/live. Hey, Chandler.
Yeah.
Your show ended like, I want to say, maybe 20 years ago at this point, 17. What have you been doing since then? Have you been, like, visiting any other places? Have you been, like, staying somewhere?
Jupiter.
Oh.
Could I be any further away from Earth? Created
by forever. Five.
Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emery Parrish in the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Navarez.
That was exhausting. Oh. I regret it. I regret it so much. I'm so sorry. In my head, this was such good revenge, and it really is just me hurting my whole body by doing this voice.
And I'm very upset because now this sets a precedent where I have to step into this mantle.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Hey there, Andrews and Garfields. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's another New Games Jamboree, and JPC has some brand new games to try out. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month, and you get ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.